It's Monday, the 6th of June, 2022. Thanks for tuning into this special, mostly older stuff recently, episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Passando a canção.
What a great way to open up this year's special, mostly older stuff recently episode of The Sounds of My Head. In case you're wondering, it's kind of a clunky title. Like, Daniel, what are you thinking? Why this weird clunky title, mostly older stuff recently? What? Yeah, so mostly lately I've been listening to older stuff. So typically what I do is I just listen to tons of new music all the time. That's how I produce the show. I just listen to tons of new music all the time. And I'm always looking for new stuff that I've never played before that I think people might not have heard. And that's what the show's all about, right? It's me playing stuff that I like that's new and cool. But this episode, lately I've just been listening to lots of older stuff mostly, not as many new things. And I've been to some concerts, which is very exciting because I hadn't done that in years. So I'm just going to dig into the vaults and mostly play older stuff. That's what this whole episode is going to be about. And it started right there with Ornella Vanoni from Italy doing the song L'Appuntamento from her album Del Mio Megellio. And why am I starting with some random 60s Italian music? Well, the reason is I recently went to Italy. So I'd never really done that southern coast of Italy thing, you know, the Amalfi Coast with Amalfi and Positano and Sorrento, all these kind of Capri, all these beautiful places you see people go and post pictures of, and you're like, that place can't be real. That doesn't, nowhere is that beautiful. But I made a week of it and went down there. And to tell you what, that is a hell of a place. It's really something else. It's really gorgeous and had a great time. Perfect weather. It was amazing. Lots of pizza. It was all good. And so I had a lot of Italian music on my mind. So I was digging in the vaults, digging up all the favorite old Italian music that I like, because more of the more recent Italian music is not really Italian. It's just, you know, generic new music, but maybe they sing in Italian. It doesn't do anything for me. But I got some great old stuff. So that Ornella Vanoni is a great way to start the show. But we're going to continue it with a couple of more beautiful, awesome Italian classics. These are both from Gigliola Cinchetti. And she's got this record, La Regina di San Remo. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks from it. First, a cover of Petula Clark's I Know a Place, but in Italian, it's Un Bel Posto. And then we're going to hear Voi, which is a terrific kind of romantic song. So very lovely and perfect for spending your time. If you're ever heading down to southern Italy, pop these on, because both records that I'm playing songs from here, really nice for your Italian ferry ride soundtrack. So without further ado, Gigliola Cinchetti right now with Un Bel Posto and Voi on this special, mostly older stuff recently episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Verrò, quante cose in mezz'ora farò, sarò veloce, le sbrigherò. Quando tu alle 9 verrai, mi troverai vestita da sera e poi ti porterò in un posto splendido che tu conoscerai con me, un bel posto.
Thank you. bene sì.
Some shows in Sweden. They speak really great English in Sweden. And I was talking to a woman after my show. She goes, "I don't think I speak English very well." I go, "Yeah, you do, actually." Just then a guy came over to get his picture taken with me, sits on my lap, snaps a picture, and runs off. She's like, "Oh, that man is boundaryless." I was like, "Well, I could take Swedish for 50 years. I wouldn't have come up with the equivalent of boundaryless. My friends back in the States wouldn't have come up with that. They'd be like, what a douchebag, man. The guy plops his dumb ass down, doesn't even ask, what a douchebag. I believe the word you're searching for is boundaryless." I do live in New York City. I was looking for a new apartment. A realtor sent me a link of a place to look at. I clicked on the link. There were four pictures of the apartment. Three of the exterior of the building. And a picture of the stove. I saw an apartment advertised. One of the features listed was white tile bathroom. White tile bathroom. It's like, honey, get over here. Remember when I said if you married me, there'd be no more carpeted bathrooms? Well, after what seems like a lifelong search, I finally found a place with a, I hope you're sitting down, a tile bathroom. I can't imagine what that must be like. I wonder if it's like every bathroom I've ever been in my entire life, including the one at the bus station.
I know every single one. And the reason why my face is red is not of sickness nor of sun. It's 'cause I'm thinking of her. 'Cause every time I do, I drive it to a ditch and parse out in a song like Jonathan Richman. It's magic, but but at the same time it's physically dangerous. Don't know where I'm going with this. Don't know why I started in the first place. All I know is I need a solution, cause I'm dying, I'm dying. It's a slow execution, eureka. I'm gonna get myself a loudspeaker. I'm gonna stand outside her window and sing to her. I'm gonna tell her exactly how I feel for her. A wild ocean, it's like a wild, wild ocean. I know I'm pretentious, but it's something about the motion. Sense the wild waves to me. Well, I'm kinda shy, that's an understatement. I probably say a word or two every year, and sometimes when I'm with good friends, I unzip my lips and I say, how in the world can I impress it? Is there a scientific proven gesture? My friends say yes. You're not a professor. You just gotta tell her that you're dying to kiss her. Eureka. I'm gonna get myself a loudspeaker. I'm gonna stand outside her window and sing to her. I'm gonna tell her exactly how I feel for her. Come back alive. psycho killers, but tonight I really don't care. So I said, turn up to music, take me home or take me anywhere. Black cat, black cat, black cat, black cat. You don't know anything, so please don't ask me no questions. Don't know anything, so please don't ask me no questions. You don't know anything, so please don't ask me no questions. Just turn the music off and keep your mouth shut.
It's November 27th, 2002. I just woke up from what felt like a small earthquake. I don't know if it was a dream or just a heavy truck going by. Seems to have set off some car alarms out there. But in case the ground opens up and swallows me whole, and someone finds this tape in 100 years, I was Jens Lekman. I lived here in Kortedala with my budgie Roy. Wrote some songs. If you want to hear them, you can look on my hard drive and through my box of tapes. I hope the future is nice and that this brightens someone's day. And if not, that's okay too. Okay, bye.
A sweet old man, but it's hard for him to understand that you wanna love a woman. Nina, I can be your boyfriend if it puts an end to all this nonsense. First time I see you in Berlin, and you don't tell me anything until outside your dad's apartment. I try to focus on your eyes. We're having dinner with your family now. Keep a steady look at your left eyebrow. If it's raised, it means yes. If it's not, it means take a guess. Hey, you stop kicking my legs. I'm doing my best, can you pass the fix? Father puts on my record. He says, so tell me how you met her. I get a little nervous and change the subject. I put my hand on some metal object. He jokes and tells me it's a lie detector. He takes out the booklet and starts reading. So I heard you're moving out next season.
I say, yeah. New York is nice that time of year, almost as green as it is here. He says, I thought you were moving to Sweden. Oh, oh, God, what have I done? I came to Berlin to have some fun. And the clock on the wall strikes 4, 5, 6. My eyes caught by a big crucifix. Guess that's why he won't let you go. His Catholic card is big and slow. You know I'll do anything for love, but Nina, what were you thinking of? But Nina, I can't be your boyfriend, so you can stay with your girlfriend. Your father's mailing me all the time. He says he just wants to say hi. I send back out of office all the replies. Nina, I just want to check in, 'cause I think about you every second. So I send you this postcard just to say, don't let anyone stand in your way. Yours truly, Jens Lickman. Tea just like Proust, traveling backwards to my youth, munching on a madeleine. Your email bounced last time I tried, and you hated social media more than I. Did we just slowly fizzle out, or did I leave you with a doubt? We'd reach the end of the line. In high school, I briefly studied German. They told us a German class was searching for pen pals to exchange languages. The teacher left a letter on my desk. It had a drawing of Pee Wee Herman, and that's all it took to make a friend. And one day you asked me to come to Berlin. I've told that story more times than I can count, but it still gets me laughing. Someone asked if I'd made you up, said who cares these days who you love. But in Texas and Brazil, people knew that you were real. It seemed the story played out rough. This was 10 years before Orlando. This was 13 years before Tronimo. Before the Russian gay laws, before Viktor Orban put his paws on the colors of the rainbow. Sometimes I think about you, Father, how we turned 180 soon after. I hope you've been able to reconcile. It must be hard, but I know you tried. If you see him, please say hi. Fritz Cola, with you sleeping on my shoulder, under the shade in Tiergarten. I know all stories have an ending, but if you're out there somewhere listening, send me a postcard if you want. No hard feelings if you don't. Your old friend, Jens Lickman.
Wow, that was fun. That was four songs in a row by Jens Lickman from two different recently released records that are both old. So it fits perfectly in the theme. It's stuff I've been listening to lately that's mostly older, but in this case, they were like new songs, but they're old. So what he did is he basically went back and he looked at these releases that he put out, I don't know, 20 years ago in some cases, and he dusted them off and kind of reworked the songs and released them again with some bonus material as well. So from The Cherry Trees Are Still in Blossom, we heard Eureka and a new version of Black Cab. And of course, Black Cab, I play it all the time because it's one of my favorite Jens Lickman songs, and I love his new, slightly different version of it that we just heard back there. And then Eureka is a song I had never heard before that I guess he maybe recorded at the same time, but never released. So those are on this new release, 20 tracks or so. Great, definitely want to pick that up. And then just before I started talking, we heard two songs off the also recent release of The Linden Trees Are Still in Blossom. We heard A Postcard to Nina, one of my also favorite Jens Lickman songs, about his crazy experience having to pretend to be his lesbian friend Nina's boyfriend when he went to Berlin. And then the amazing follow-up, The Linden Trees Are Still in Blossom, which is a new song that picks up in modern times, and it's like another postcard to Nina. And I tell you what, I don't know what it is. I think it's feeling like I'm losing connection to my friends from that are now far away. And I tell you what, that song hit me hard. It made me, the first three times I listened to it, I think every time I got to the end, I cried. So hopefully it didn't hit you as hard as it hit me, but it's still a beautiful, lovely song, and I love it, and it's perfect Jens Lickman. Okay, changing gears, gonna go in a totally different direction now, from melancholy Swedish pop music to a fun TikTok dance craze. So we're going to hear Louis Theroux, the British/American documentarian from London, who did an interview with some random YouTube show or something, and then someone remixed a example of him rapping in the interview where he was referencing an episode of Weird Weekends he made in the 90s, and he rapped in it. And so he performed the rap just like in this little YouTube video, and then someone else took that video and put a beat to it and put it on TikTok, and it went crazy and people started dancing over it because that's what TikTok is for. And then Duke and Jones, who I guess maybe that's the people who did the remix, I don't know, I'm not really in this world, but whatever, they went into the studio, they got Louis Theroux, they went into the studio and they actually recorded it properly, so it's like, you know, high fidelity, and they put it out on a single. So you can pick up Jiggle Jiggle, which is a very catchy, excellent, I really love it. So we're going to hear right now Louis Theroux from London with Duke and Jones from Manchester doing Jiggle Jiggle, the single, right now on this special Mostly Older Stuff Recently episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Louis Theroux, Duke and Jones, Jiggle Jiggle. My money don't jiggle jiggle, it folds. I like to see you wiggle wiggle, for sure. It makes me wanna dribble dribble, you know, riding in my Fiat. You really have to see it. 6 feet two in a compact, no slack. But luckily the seats go back. I got a knack to relax in my mind, sipping some red, red wine. Shepherd's Bush, my compact push. Notting Hill Gate, my Fiat skate. With a crate of Cabernet, but not today. Because I gotta drive, I wanna stay alive. Not cause it's illicit, do I have to get explicit? As a matter of fact, I sip on the yak with Big and Reese, 200 diamonds in their piece. I'm trying to get mine, so I can shine. Jiggle jiggle, I like to see you. Wiggle wiggle, jiggle jiggle, I like to see you. Wiggle wiggle. My money don't jiggle jiggle, it folds. I like to see you wiggle wiggle, for sure. It makes me wanna dribble dribble, you know, riding in my Fiat. You really have to see it. 6 feet two in a compact, no slack. But luckily the seats go back. I got a knack to relax in my mind, sipping some red, red wine. I think that went really well, don't you? I enjoyed it. Nice being in the booth. So, unless you have anything else, that's a wrap.
Jiggle jiggle, I like to see you. Wiggle wiggle. Jiggle jiggle, I like to see you. Wiggle wiggle.
Hey, Candace, in a soda, when I loved her, be good. The story's getting closer to the end. Hey, Candace, in a soda, when I loved her, be good. He'd rather be alone than present. She just wanted him to love her, but he didn't. He said two words and wandered in it. Walked along and on until they couldn't. Told himself to tell her that he wouldn't. He kinda should've sought her when I left her, if he could've. The story's getting closer to the end. He kinda should've sought her. He'd rather be alone than pretend. She wanted him to love her, but he didn't. He took to the woods and wandered in it. Walked along and on. Legs couldn't. Stole a voice to tell her that he wouldn't. He kinda should have sold her when I loved her, because the story's getting closer to the end. He kinda should have sold her when I loved her, because he'd rather be alone than by outside, out the window of a train.
Easy sipping them, just seeing it fly left to right. Pour the milk and I'll say when. I'm out wandering around. You're but one thing I found. I don't mean to bring you down. I'm out.
Thank you. not exist. To shame, he's not a fag. The only girl I ever loved was Andrew and Drag. There is no hope of love for me. From here on, I go stag. The only girl I'll ever love is Andrew and Drag. Andrew and Drag. Funny to see Andrew and Drag. The moment he walked on the stage, my tail began to wag. Wag like a little winter dog for Andrew and Drag. Andrew and Drag. Andrew and Drag. Andrew and Drag. Yeah. I've always been a ladies' man. Shag. The only boy at anything is Andrew and Drag. I'll never see that girl again, he did it as a gag. I'll pine away forevermore for Andrew and Drag.
All right, let's get caught up one last time. After Louis Theroux back there, we hear two songs by the Lemonheads from Boston, going off their 30th anniversary edition of It's a Shame About Ray. I posted about this on the social medias some time ago when I saw that the Lemonheads were coming to Stockholm to play a show. And I was like, I should go to that, right? Because I really loved the Lemonheads back in the early 90s. And It's a Shame About Ray in particular. I think I have most of their records, but none of them got nearly the play that It's a Shame About Ray did. I feel like that's sort of like a perfect album. I ultimately did go to the show. It was kind of what I would have expected. I don't know if Evan Dando was actually stoned or if he was just drunk or maybe neither. You know, it's hard to tell totally. He didn't say anything to the audience at all, except maybe a time or two introduced the song. Like a time or two, he said like, this one's called whatever, you know, something like that. And then he would play a song. And I think he said thanks a couple times. There was no encore and he didn't have any pause between songs. He just came out and he would play a song, and the second it ended, he'd start the next song. Like it's like a nonstop. So maybe he was on some sort of upper. I'm not sure. A lot of energy from the guy, I guess. So it wasn't like he was phoning it in because he was fully engaged, but he was overdrive. The reason I went is because I was afraid that no one was going to go. I was like, I want bands to come to Stockholm, right? And I feel like they often don't. So I wanted it to be a thing where he thinks of Stockholm as like a place he should go. And I want all the other bands to think that too. And I was afraid, like, who cares about the Lemonheads in Stockholm? Like, does he have a fan base here? I don't know. So I wanted to make sure at least somebody went. And I was pleased when it was totally packed. I don't know if it was sold out, but it was very crowded. And so there was a good crowd. And the people there, way bigger fans than me. They were singing along. They knew every lyric to every song. Yeah, he clearly does have a fan base here. I guess I shouldn't have questioned that. Anyway, the songs we heard, Confetti and Hannah and Gabby. It was hard to pick because I love all the songs on that record. They're all 5 stars to me, but that was why I played the Lemonheads just now on this totally weird episode. Then after the Lemonheads, we heard 3 songs by the Magnetic Fields just before I started talking. 3 songs. What? Yeah. Well, they're short. I just went and saw the Magnetic Fields. They played a show here last week, and it was another one of these, like, I don't know if they were phoning it in exactly. They didn't really address the audience at all besides saying, like, this song came off of 69 Love Songs or whatever. They, like, really didn't talk to anybody or say anything. They did do an encore. They did like 2 songs in the encore, both of which we just heard. We heard A Chicken with Its Head Cut Off from 69 Love Songs and 100,000 Fireflies from A Wayward Bus, both 2 of my favorite Magnetic Field songs, along with many, many others, too many to name. And then just before I start talking, we heard Andrew and Drag off their Love at the Bottom of the Sea record, which they also played at the show. So the thing is, their songs are nice and short, so they can really pack it in and they can play a show that really does feature like a wide breadth of songs from all their different different albums and stuff, and still it's like they only scratched the surface. But their voices sounded perfect. The mix of the show sounded good. Like, you could hear all the instruments cleanly, and it was pretty good, but it just, there weren't enough instruments. It kind of sounded a bit thin, I thought, somehow. Like, I don't know. They were missing maybe like 3 or 4 more instruments to make it feel like a real show. It felt a little bit like unplugged and kind of sleepy or something. And I don't know. I would say that their presence on stage, it was not a great vibe, really. Like, they didn't seem to be enjoying it, per se. Which, I mean, maybe that's too much to ask. They came out, they played their songs. You know, that's all they're here for. But, yeah, I'm happy when bands come to town and I get to go see them. It was fun. I was very happy to get to hear these songs live. And the result of it is, for like a week before and every day since, all I've been doing is listening to Magnetic Fields. Because it's, like, really been fun to revisit that. So that's what this episode is all. That's why this episode is just all older songs, mostly. Because that's what I've been listening to. Okay, speaking of things I've been listening to that are old, how about Jerry Lee Lewis? Why not? Like, we're just going to finish up the show here with some Jerry Lee, the killer himself. So for some reason, I watched this old early 90s or late 80s movie about Jerry Lee Lewis called Great Balls of Fire. And I knew that my girlfriend was not familiar with Jerry Lee Lewis, and I thought she might like his music. So we decided to watch it. So we watched that movie, and kind of better than I expected the movie. I don't know how true it is. It's maybe kind of not very accurate. It's definitely interesting to watch a movie about an older time where social mores were just so different than they are. And what's funny is, like, not only is it a movie about the 50s, but it's also a movie from 30 years ago, about 60 years ago. So the social mores are all over the place in terms of what people would think and so on. Marries his 13-year-old cousin. Crazy. It's an interesting flick. But above all, the music is awesome. You know, you say what you will about Jerry Lee Lewis. I'm sure you could say a lot. But definitely that boogie-woogie piano is something else. And no one's ever done it really like him. I was trying to find other things that were like him. Bobby Lounge from Louisiana was the only thing I could ever find that was very much like what Jerry Lee did. So without further ado, we're going to finish up this episode not with Great Balls of Fire, though that is an amazing song.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let it love all I thought of this morning. You came along and woo me, honey. I've changed my mind. This world is fine.
See how good it is? Oh my gosh, it's so good. But we're not going to do that with that song, because I feel like everybody, definitely everybody knows that song. But maybe not everyone knows his song, Drinkin' Wine Spoodiote. So we're going to hear Drinkin' Wine Spoodiote finishing up this special, mostly old stuff recently episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Just a drinking that wine, drinking that mess, here's a life. They get sloppy drunk, they sing all night. Drinking wine, spooty, older, drinking wine. Drinking wine, spooty, older, drinking wine. Drinking wine, spooty, older, won't you pass that bottle to me? Well, I've got a nickel, honey, you got a dime. Let's get together and buy some wine. Wine over here, wine over there. We're drinking that mess and everywhere. Drinking wine, spooty, older, drinking wine. Drinking wine, spooty, older, drinking wine. Drinking wine, spooty, older, won't you pass that ball to me? Yeah! Wine, 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 wine
does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Tu Vu Fa Americano by Quadrinuvo. I also talked over Every Little Hair Knows Your Name by Jens Lechman and Dust Bowl by The Magnetic Fields. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, like, in this case, Todd Barry. I just played him on the show. You heard some talking from Todd Barry, telling jokes about visiting Sweden. Thing is, he was just in Sweden. I went and saw Todd Barry do a stand-up, and man, hilarious. I've always been a big fan of Todd Barry. It was really fun to see him again. Highly recommend getting out and seeing some stand-up comedy if you live in a place where they're doing that again. Links for everything, you can email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com or find the playlist for season 19 in Spotify. You can find all the songs I play on the show that are in Spotify and just listen to them right there in one place. Since this episode is also a bunch of old stuff, you can definitely find all of it in Spotify. We'll see you again in a couple weeks with an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.